Just about every time we talk about racism in my diversity and inclusion program, multiple people who are white will say, "Hey, I wasn't raised that way by my parents," or "I was taught not to see people by the color of their skin." Or if they start to get defensive, they share that they have black friends and or family members. So they can't possibly be racist or biased. And this is an absolutely normal reaction. But what they don't take into consideration is how their unconscious bias plays a major role in the way that they see people. The reality is that you and I cannot escape unconscious bias no matter what our parents taught us. Chances are your parents also have unconscious bias. Therefore, that impacted how you were raised. We are formed and socialized to have unconscious bias. Please check out the Implicit Association Test by Harvard. It's a free test that measures your unconscious or implicit bias on many aspects, including race. Simply type IAT into the Google and you're going to find it. The IAT essentially asks you to associate good or bad traits with people who are black or white. After millions of people have taken the test, it shows that white people are biased positively towards white people. What a shocker. And what may be truly surprising is that most black people are biased more positively towards white people as well. This shows you how powerful the messages are that we have learned growing up about race. Again, you might be saying, "Sure, okay, people are racist, but I am not. I wasn't raised that way." So let's talk about how you were raised and how children develop. Children are learning machines. You don't have to teach them how to speak or how to walk or encourage them to learn how to do these things. They want to do it. They are keen observers and excellent at learning. As their brain develops, they pick up on nuances about how people socialize. How do we interact with other people? Which group is preferred? Who's in? Who's out? And in most white households, parents don't talk about race. They don't talk about race because they don't want their kids to see differences or judge people based on their skin. This is a worthy goal, but the approach simply doesn't work. Again, because children are learning and pick up on things, this results in the message that race and talking about race is taboo. Race is a bad or controversial thing that is not to be talked about. You take that and all the other messages they receive about race on TV and social media, and a bias is formed. But there's more. Now let's look at unconscious bias in the brain. How does this actually happen? Again, the brain is a learning machine that is wired to work as efficiently as possible. We learn things, then we put them on autopilot. We create shortcuts so the brain does not have to expend energy on things that are already learned. Breathing is an example I typically hear about what happens at the unconscious level. You don't necessarily know that you're breathing until you think about it. Another example is driving a car. You don't have to constantly think about how hard to hit the brake or the accelerator or how do I make a right turn. So what can you do to disrupt your unconscious bias? Let me start by sharing some tips from Catalyst.org. They are an amazing organization who have been helping organizations become more equitable. As a first step, it's important to surround yourself with people who are different from you. It can be another gender, race, sexual orientation, background. Simply having access and experiencing people who are different from you will expand your thinking. So, who do you have lunch with? Who is in the meetings? Who are your neighbors? If you don't have diversity in your life, then it will make it harder for you to learn about your biases. Another tip is to ask yourself, why am I thinking this way? Would I be drawing the same conclusion in this scenario if it were someone different, perhaps a man instead of a woman, or a white person instead of a person of color? Let me tell you about something that happened about 2 weeks ago. We went to the fast food restaurant to get some drive-through dinner during this COVID times. The whole family was in the car. I am already primed to think that the drive-thru person is going to get it wrong. First, I hear a young voice, who happens to be female. Then I hear an accent. On top of that, I'm stressed because no one in the car, except for me, knows what they want. And when they do know what they want, it's quite complicated. No onions, no ice, light ice. So what do? I react by letting my unconscious and automatic brain do its thing. I say to the person, make sure you give me enough ketchup. Hey, which one is the Coke? Which one's the Diet Coke? Which one's the Coke Zero? Like I'm trying to catch her in a mistake. Make sure you give me enough napkins. I was primed and ready for the order to be wrong. Turns out the order was perfect. The whole family was like, what's your problem, Dad? Why were you such a jerk to that girl? And I said, I wasn't a jerk. I wanted to make sure she got it right. Then my wife asked me if I would have treated a guy the same way that I did her. And that's when it hit me. Because she was young and female and with an accent, I was ready for her to fail. And a final step that you can take to reduce your unconscious bias is to reflect on the fact that, yes, a young woman who works at fast food can be and is just as capable as anyone else. Cement that into your brain. Do this by being on the constant lookout for examples that disprove your unconscious bias. The more positive examples we see that go against our bias, the less biased we will be.